Yesterday we had a prayer convocation. My God, if you are not here, if you were not here yesterday, sorry for you. Amen. We had all the churches who came and we prayed. And we know that the All Believers Prayer Convocation has come to stay. Yeah, it has come to stay. And we cry for revival. We pray for revival. And the sons of Korah, in Psalm 85, the verse says, they said, "Will you not revive us again? Will you not? Will you not?" I pray that God will revive you in the name of Jesus. We had our Father in the Lord also here. It was amazing, amazing. And we thank God for all that he did yesterday. Can we put our hands together for the Lord? Amen. Amen. Today, I have a message for you because throughout the week, I have been struggling in my spirit to want to know what exactly God wants to share, the word that God has for us. But I have so many words, messages I've prepared. Sometimes I'll be there and I will just hear my spirit write and I begin to, and scriptures will come. But for some reason, the whole of last week, I wasn't getting anything. I said, okay, then let me try and fall on some messages I've written before. Maybe God wants to talk to us. But as hard as I tried, it was not clicking. It was not clicking. Amen. Beloved, you got to hear from God. Don't feel like you know. You are prepared. You know the scriptures. So that is what God wants you to hear or want us to hear at a particular moment. So I decided to sleep. And I slept. And I woke up somewhere midnight and I prayed. At exactly 4 a.m., I woke up. And God said, right. I was amazed. So I want us to set the stage with a prayer. The Bible, the Hebrews have a name for God called Jehovah Gibor. Jehovah Gibor. It means might and strength. And in Zephaniah chapter 3, the verse 17, the Bible said that the Lord your God, in the midst of you, his people, is mighty. I want you to rise on your feet and we're going to pray just for 1 minute. Say, Father. Oh God, my Father, I pray for strength and I pray for might. For your word says, the people that do know their God, they will wax stronger and they will do exploits. Lord, empower me for greater works. Empower me for greater works. Somebody, are you praying? Might and strength comes from God. Empower me for greater works in the name of Jesus. Father, empower us. Empower us. Empower me. Empower us in the land of Europe. Oh God, empower me in my family. Empower me in my marriage for exploit. For exploit. For exploit. For exploit. Now, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, the verse 20, it said, the kingdom of God is not a matter of words, but of power. Somebody say power. Oh, say power. Power means dunamis. Yeah, dunamis. It is the potential and the ability and the capability to do all that you got to do. Sometimes you feel like I can do this, but physically you are strong, but spiritually you lack power. Put your hand on your head. Say, Father, let power come upon me. Come upon me. Come upon me. Oh my God, come upon me. Come upon me. Let power, fortitude, ability, capability, both physically and spiritually, in the name of Jesus. Cabrosa, Ikabosh, Lazue Kamanto, Abrando skipal. Eye azue kalimadosa. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Please, let's take our seats. Amen. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9 to 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9 to 12. Actually, today is impartation of favor. I didn't prepare this. I just heard from God. And I know that this kind God is too much. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9 to 12. If you are there, look intently into your Bible. Live joyfully with a wife whom you have loved all the days of your vain life, which he has given you under the sun. All your days of vanity, for that is your portion in life and in the labor which you perform under the sun. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. I returned and saw under the sun. The race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill. But time and chance happen to them all. Verse 12. For man also does not know his time. Let me end here. Amen. The verse 11. Just the 9 to 11 is okay. But let me take the verse 11 again. 11 again. Are you there? I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. Let us pray. Father, we want to thank you for gathering us together under your feet. Your word says that the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. We pray that we will be liberated today and you will set our feet on high. We pray that you will give us advantage in life. May we have a reason to testify and celebrate that you are a good God. I pray that you touch my tongues with coals of fire. May I not speak anything that is not of you. Lord, speak your word. We are ready to receive from you and be blessed, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I want to give you some statistics, okay? The average age that one needs to start work. The average duration that you need to work. The average time that you need to sleep. That's God has given you in this land of the living. So let's start with this. If someone finishes high school, all right, high school, like secondary school, around 15 years to, or let's say 18 to 19, Abi, 18 to 19, roughly, they begin to work. Okay, in Czech Republic, what is the age? I was filling a form and I saw, what is the age? Czech Republic. Is it 15 or 18? 16. All right. But it's there. So there is a certain age that you turn and you have to start working. All right. When you attend university, the average start age for you to work is around 21 years to 23. You should be working. Right. You should be working. So that is the age. Now, retirement age, according to the research I did, for men is 65 and for women is 63 years. Okay? That you got to work, and when you get there, you have to retire. Okay? Now, it means that the working duration for men is 47 years of working. I how did I get this figure? 65 minus 18 will give you what? 47. So all your life, you are working 47 years. Now pay attention. For women, it should be around 42, because if you subtract 63 from 18, that should give you about 42 years. Let's look at the statistic for average sleeping time. It said, everyone, approximately, you are sleeping 26 to 27 years of sleeping. Yeah, 26 to 27, you are sleeping. You are sleeping. Amen. You are sleeping. Now, from this scripture, from these statistics, okay, the Bible says that men were given 120 years before. Genesis chapter 6, the verse 3. So that you know I'm not lying. Men were given 120 years before. Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with men forever, for he is indeed flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. So 120 years before. Okay. But also in Psalm 90, the verse 10. Look at it. Psalm 90, the verse 10. We are no more clocking 120 years again. Don't think like you can clock. I will clock 120. Let's look at it. It said the days of our lives are 70 years. And if by reason of strength, they are 80 years. Oh my God. 70, 80. And if God gives you the grace, you can go a little. Go a little like Daddy Gio, Abi. Amen. Daddy Gio. The days of our lives have been shortened. You are working 40 plus years and sleeping 26 years plus. That means that 60 plus years is taken away from your life. If you are to live 70, 80, how much more years are you left to enjoy good life? How much more life? How much more years? Turn to somebody, brother, sister. How old are you? Oh my God, my God, my God. How old are you? If you begin to do the maths, then you should know and be thinking something. Oh, amen. There is a prayer that is tied to my message today, and I'm sharing with you a message I've titled The Twist and the Turns of Life. The Twist and the Turns of Life. As a prayer, I will be praying. And please, if my time is about 5 minutes, let me know. Amen. Yeah. We'll pray that, Lord, show me another way and have mercy upon me. Show me another way. Amen. King Solomon is the one that is speaking here. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. And the Bible says that there is no one more knowledgeable, I mean with wisdom, than this king ever lived. And no one rich and be richer than him. It's not me who said it, it's the Bible. So all the billionaires and the trillionaires, they are just trying. Amen. They are just trying. They cannot get to where all the wealth that the Lord gave King Solomon. Hallelujah. But he said, there is indeed a race in life. It's in the text we read. And I'm just trying to recap. There is indeed a race in life. But it is not to the swift that will win that race. He also said that there is what? That it does not matter how strong you are. You cannot win the battle. So winning battle is not for the strong. Again, he said, those that are considered to be smart or wise, they don't get a prize. So if you think, actually, as for me, my IQ day high, he said, you are not the one to win the prize. And he said again here, he said, riches also don't come to smart people. And if you are skillful, forget that you'll be favored. You think like you know how to play the keyboard like Minister Bakun. Don't think like you'll be favored. Amen. No, I'm just making a scenario. Yeah. Or if you're a first-class student from Mendel University Economics Department, don't think that you are the one who will be favored. Amen. Who will be favored? I was shocked when I got second-class upper from University of Cape Coast, Ghana. And I went for interview and they told me, we cannot give you the job. I said, look at my certificate now. Look at my GPA. That GPA, top three in my school, top three. I was a top three best performing student in statistics department. And they told me that we cannot give you the job. That tells you that it is not the skillful or the knowledgeable who will be favored. Hallelujah. Will be favored. But wait a minute. Is this like a paradox or something? Because it appears like in our time and our world today, it is the strong that win the race or the fastest, right? Those that are skillful, they are those that get the opportunity. Is it a paradox what Solomon is trying to say? Because that is a reality. That today, if you are not smart and fast like Usain Bolt, you cannot win the race. If you are not intelligent and knowledgeable and skillful, you cannot get anywhere. But is this a paradox or is the reality? Amen. What Solomon saw many years ago, and it is unfolding in our time today, and all that he's trying to say is that success is not guaranteed to the gifted or the swift. Rather, being at the right place at the right time. And also having the favor of God. Having the favor of God. Success is not guaranteed to the swift or the intelligent. But being at the right place at the right time. And also having the favor of God. I got AT&T when I did not struggle much. And I said, this can be God. This can be God. The person knew a manager. He was a close friend. And said, okay, wait, my friend is working for me. So when my own succeed, then we'll come and consider you. I was waiting on this friend. Has he gone through? Has he gone through? I didn't hear from him. It turned round that he didn't get a job. One day God said, just go on the internet, Google AT&T and just apply. And I just applied. I didn't know anyone. And bam, I got a job. Hallelujah. I got a job. The favor of God. Put your hand on your head. Say, Father, favor. Your favor. Show me your favor. Show me your favor. Psalm 123:1-2. As I said we'll be praying, I would wrap up soon. Psalm 123, the verse 1-2. Unto you, I'm reading from the Amplified Version. Unto you, I will lift up my eyes. O you who are enthroned in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servant look to the hand of their master, and as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God until he is gracious and favorable towards us. The psalmist said, thou will arise and have mercy upon me. Let's read Psalm 102, the verse 13, as we rise on our feet to pray. The twist and the turns of life. Beloved, don't think that you are eloquent, you are beautiful, you are shining and blinking, so things will work for you. It doesn't apply in this fallen world. No. He said, you will arise and have compassion on Zion, for it is time to be gracious and show favor to her. Yes, the appointed time. The appointed time. Say, oh God, my Father, you are rising on your feet. Say, oh God, my Father, it is my appointed time and my appointed season
to favor me. Say, Lord, favor me. Arise, O God, and favor me in the land of Europe. In my family, favor me. Are you praying, somebody? Are you praying, somebody? Labrosa ibadoke malibros katika lebros mandiko talikapa. Favor me, Lord. Favor me, Lord. Favor me, Lord. Favor me, Lord. Favor me, Lord.
At the center of it all is you that I see. It's you that I see. Come on, someone, little people. At the center of it all.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
It's you that I see. At the center of it all. It's you, it's you that I see.
Yes, Lord, the race was for the swim.
That I see.
The battle is
there
not for the swimmer.
Is power in your name. There is power in your name.
Yes,
miracles,
yes, Lord.
Miracles happen in your name.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
There is power in your name. There is power in your name. Miracles, miracles happen in your name.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
As we lift your voice in prayer.
Look at Deuteronomy. My God, see, my grandfather was a farmer. One day I visited him. He took me to his orange farm, and I saw so many orange trees. The best my father was able to do, I thank God for my dad, because all his money he got, he sponsored me to school. Amen. He was able to build one small house. Somebody, I'm speaking to you. God is talking to you. It is your turn. It is your time. What are you building? What are you leaving for your generation and your children? And your unborn children, your great-grandchildren? You cannot live in one queer house. You have to build mansions. I say you have to build mansions. You are not here. You are not. You have to build mansions. Yeah. I'm looking for the scripture that talks about 1,000 more blessings. Is it Deuteronomy chapter 11? It just kicked in my spirit. We are praying for favor. Let me look for it. Deuteronomy, Kalibros. Can you speak in tongues just for 1 minute? Malibroska, Libroska, Librantosh. Mandikolia pa, Libros. Kalabalabalush. Mandi kalabadush, rada balabadush, maliko zabiante kapali abush, mandi di amantush, ikaraba. Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 11. Thank you, Holy Spirit. May the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more. Woo! May the Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times more. Say, oh God, my father, make me 1,000 times more. More than my fathers. More than my fathers. More than my fathers. Are you praying, somebody? Are you praying? La zibrosa, likota, ibo, she, te, te, te. Can you keep Nelson a microphone? Ali Koba, Librosiata, 1,000 more, 1,000 more, 1,000 times more, more than my fathers, more than my fathers, more than my fathers.
Ibrado Satiatita. Make us
1,000 times more.
Jesus. Bradosh. Say, oh God, my Father, be gracious unto me and be merciful unto me. Lift up your voice. Be gracious. Be gracious. Be gracious. Be gracious. Be gracious. Aqua tabali apa legedegedua te ibo shata bata laqua tabala bo shete ali kobali atama kuata. Be gracious and merciful unto me, Lord. Be gracious and merciful unto me. In the name of Jesus. See, those of us that are working in AT&T, they said they have increased salary. They have increased. But that salary, if you pay your rent and you take your feeding fee, you pay your tithe and some other bills, you will realize that the money is nothing to write home about. I'm telling you, even if you are receiving 100,000 Czech crown, the money that will come to your hands to do something in life, if God does not help you, even the food that you eat, I'm telling you, it's more than your salary. The budget for food, it will blow your mind away how God is able to sustain you with that money you are receiving. You are good. Father, show me another way. Another way. Another way. Show me, Lord. Open my eyes to see another way. Oh my God. To see another way. He said, Abraham, lift up your eyes. Count the stars in the heavens. I will make your generation, your seed, like that. Lord, cause my eyes to be open. Cause our eyes to be open. To see another way. Another way. A different way. To go about things in life. Ale kobando sabra guataye. Makala gada galibado. Ibala balia talabalo. Ranta palabadia pa. Yo talabalia pa. Korobobo. In the name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but my family, the pressure that is coming, if you collect all the money from Czech Republic, it will not sustain them. I'm telling you, because there are different shapes of the problem coming. Yeah, different shapes. Some are triangle, some are rectangle, some are square. Amen. Some are round. As for the round, you know, Daisy. Amen. There is pressure. That means that people are expecting to see something from your life. Beloved, don't let the spirit of familiarity be broken from you this morning. Take God serious. I'm telling you, take God serious. Father, let the mysteries of life be decoded to me.
Amen.
Say, Father, let the mysteries of life be decoded to me. Hand into my hands advantage. Advantage to emerge. Lift up prayer. Lift up prayer. Lift up prayer. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Shabi kataliapa. Rande kotapaliapa. Let the mysteries of life, oh God, be decoded, be decoded, be decoded, be decoded. Shalabalabados, Mandidos, Randabalabados, Randeberebos. Thank you, Father.
In the name of Jesus, my God, advantage in life. The Bible said that he maketh a way where there seems to be no way. One day Israel were coming from Egypt, and as they were leaving, they didn't have anything. And God said, I will give you guys favor before your Egyptian masters. And their masters were amazed what they had done. But by the time they realized it, the Israelites had gone. By the time they opened their eyes, they have given them all their gold and all their good things. They came to the Jordan River, the Red Sea, and the sea was before them. And when they looked back, they saw the Egyptians behind them. So they were fixed at one point. Sometimes you come to a point in life where you are fixed. Where is help going to come from? Beloved, your helper is God. Yes. Tell somebody, brother, sister, your helper is God. Your helper is God. Your helper is God. Your helper is God. But God made a way. You made a way. I'm closing. When I pass against the wall, and it looks as if it was all. God will not disappoint you, beloved. Have faith in your God. Have faith in your God.
And we stand here only because you.
The word to sink into you. Sometimes because we are in a hurry, our minds are on so many things, we forget so soon God's word. But this Sunday is impartation of favor. Lord, upon this ground, before your presence and before your people, Lord, I lift up prayer. Your word said that it is not of him that willeth, not of him that runneth,
But it is you, Jehovah God, that shows mercy. Solomon has reminded us that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor food come to the table of the wise. But there is something called time and chance that happiness to them all. Father, in all this, in all that we have come to do in life, the time we spend, the work we do, the engagement, the pressure, one thing matters, that your word will be fulfilled in our lives. That we will not be living a rat race, oh God. Today, break us from anything that will waste our lives and destiny. We pray for favor.
Amen.
We pray for favor.
Amen.
High favor. As Jesus was favored before you and men, we pray for favor. In our going out, your favor. In our coming in, your favor. In this land of Czech Republic, your favor. In the land of Europe, your favor. Across the continent of this world, your favor. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we are tired. We are tired. We are tired, oh God. But you said, we lift up our eyes unto the hills, where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Lord, let this siege break. Let it cease. Let this siege, let this siege, oh God, end.
Amen.
And give us rest.
Amen.
Show us another way of prosperity.
Amen.
It is not all about working. If you have your favor is not in it, we'll work and not have anything to show forth for. Father, may our hands not be dry.
Amen.
When people come and expecting something, may they find fruit.
Amen.
May they find help from us.
Amen.
May we not turn people away because we don't have. Today we break the power of lack.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The psalmist said, you have made his feet like the feet of the hind. Lord, today set us on the mountaintop. Be merciful and gracious, for that is who you are. Be merciful and gracious unto us. In the name of Jesus. There is more to life than what we are seeing and what we have seen so far. Open our eyes to a better side of life and a better experience in life. In the name of Jesus. If we are boasting of little million check rounds, I pray from today, enlarge our coast. In the name of Jesus. And we will be blessed 1,000 times more than our fathers. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Amen.